Yesterday, Israel's finance minister said this. He said, quote, there's mounting American pressure to advance a deal. Moshe Kalon told a conference in central Israel. They said that yesterday. He said, quote, something has happened, end quote. And that was in regard to the announcement that President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was sent as special emissary to Israel to push Israeli leadership into an acceptance of some type of a peace treaty with the Palestinians. And now we know that he has met with Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, this morning. Bill, I want to go to you because this is your area, one of your areas of great expertise, Israel, Middle East, all of that. That's why you're on the program today. But you were just there in Israel. Last time you were on with us, you called from the Western Wall and on this program. Do you agree with the assessment of Israeli Finance Minister Moshe Kalon that something has happened, meaning there's some new special impetus behind the sending of Jared Kushner there to the Middle East? Can we logically expect to see some kind of a peace arrangement coming here now?
Well, you know, Sam, they have been talking about some kind of peace arrangement since really February and March. President Trump was talking about moving the embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. King Abdullah from Jordan said it wouldn't be a good idea. The timing's not right. And then, you know, with President Trump's meeting in Riyadh with the Muslim leaders, he spoke of a kind of a consolidated thing where we'll help you with these threats in the Middle East, but you have to normalize relations with Israel. He flew from Riyadh to Tel Aviv, which had not been done, I think, ever by an American president, and definitely not by any commercial plane or private plane in a long time. And I think that was part of his plan, is Saudis help me, Muslim countries help me, normalize relationships with Israel. I'd like to see Israel live in peace and security. I know it's slim chance of this thing working, but let's work together to try to come up with something. The fact that he's kind of kept his son-in-law in the background, which has been interesting, because some people believe that's because he didn't want to have a failure, because everybody's ever worked on this, it's been a failure. So the fact that Jared Kushner is now there meeting with Netanyahu today, Abbas this afternoon, is significant. Kalon's statement right there is that there is pressure, there's going to be pressure exerted on Israel to make peace with the Palestinians. I don't know how it's going to play out. I don't know the dynamics, and there's a fairly good possibility that the Saudis are going to tell Abbas, listen, you've already said no to generous offers before, no more. We're going to tell you what to do, and you're going to do it. So, as always, Sam, a very complicated situation, and as I wrote about in my book, Eye to Eye, when we pressure Israel to divide the land that God gave Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their descendants, major catastrophes happen the same day or within 24 hours. And right now, as Kushner is landing, and landed in Israel, we've got a tropical storm Cindy getting ready to pummel the southern Gulf Coast. And also record heat. This happens over and over again, over 100 times since the beginning of the peace process in 1991. So there's going to be pressure. Pressure is not good, and only God knows how it's going to play out.